FBI on Austin mass shooting, evidence indicates potential nexus to terrorism. By Randy Clark on March 1, 2026. The Federal Bureau of Investigation says it has discovered evidence at the scene of the mass shooting at a popular Austin nightclub that indicates a potential nexus to terrorism. During a press conference held in Austin early Saturday morning, FBI Acting Special Agent in Charge Alex Duran of the San Antonio FBI office said the evidence was discovered on the shooter and in his vehicle. As reported by Breitbart Texas, at least three people have been killed and 14 injured after shots rang out at a popular 6th Street bar in the Texas capital city of Austin early Sunday morning. According to authorities, the shooter was killed by police officers who responded to the location of the shooting within a minute of the first emergency call. Speaking at the latest press conference, Duran told reporters that the FBI is working with the Austin Police Department to collect and process evidence at the scene, including the agency's evidence response team and digital forensics specialists. Commenting on the nexus to terrorism, Duran said, "It's still way too early in the process to determine an exact motivation, but there were indicators that, on the subject and in his vehicle, indicate potential nexus to terrorism." Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis provided more details on the shooting, telling reporters the incident began when the suspect, who has not been identified, drove his large SUV-type vehicle up to Buford's backyard beer garden and began shooting toward the establishment with a pistol. According to Davis, the shooter struck several patrons at the bar who were on the patio and at the front of the establishment. A graphic video posted on social media revealed the chaotic scene in the aftermath of the shooting. Multiple people heroically attempted CPR as they tried to help the victims. The suspect, according to Davis, left the scene and traveled farther down 6th Street, where he was encountered by Austin police officers who engaged the suspect and killed him less than 1 minute later. Travis County EMS Chief Robert Luckritz reiterated to reporters at the latest press conference that three people, including the shooter, died at or near the scene. EMS personnel encountered 17 injured victims, of whom 14 were subsequently transported to area hospitals. Three of those transported to area hospitals were listed as in critical condition. Luckritz did not provide any update on their condition. According to the FBI, the investigation into the shooting that occurred just before 2 a.m. at Buford's Backyard Beer Garden, located on the popular 6th Street tourist area near the University of Texas campus, is ongoing. Davis did not elaborate on the amount or type of evidence that indicated a nexus to terrorism during the latest press conference. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.